Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday, the 22nd day of April 2010. Important broadcast lined up for you. We have Bill Murphy joining us, who heads up GATA, the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. A few weeks ago, they testified in Congress about clear, red-handed evidence of J.P. Morgan Chase and others manipulating and suppressing the gold and silver market. He will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. We're going to have open phones on a host of issues coming up in the next segment after I go over some of the news. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. It is Earth Day, ladies and gentlemen. That doesn't mean taking care of the Earth. It means learning to shut down our standard of living and become feudal slave serfs. It is Earth Day, my friends, and without even searching around looking for Earth Day news, I saw it on ABC, I saw it on CNN, you name it. There was an article, it was the headline story at CNN.com just an hour or so ago, I don't know if it's still the top story, that said, green sex, how to be green about your sex. And I knew what I was going to read as soon as I saw the headline, and sure enough, buried in the middle, it said, a one-child policy in America. And then I started looking around on some other big news sites, and guess what? I saw it everywhere I looked. That's right. Have a hybrid car, have mercury-filled light bulbs, let the government raise taxes on you, that will save the planet. And, yes, one-child policy, just incredibly draconian, amazing police state promotion. But it's put out there all fluffy and touchy-feely and sweet for everyone. So we're going to be breaking down what the real environmental movement is and what it's pushing and what it stands for and how it dupes a lot of well-meaning fools. Also, the big central banks are pushing the global carbon taxes as one leg of their funding system to shut down the real economy, in their own words. A key article up on prisonplanet.com. Bankers prepare to assault Americans with VAT transaction tax. And this is being simultaneously announced around the world by every major nation that is under globalist control. Meanwhile, Obama denies a link to timing of SEC case, and he doesn't intend to give back the Goldman Sachs campaign donations. Also, millions face tax increases under Dems' budget plan. The AP is now admitting all these other hidden taxes where Obama breaks his pledge. Of course, the value added affects everyone at every level. And he's saying it's definitely needed. A financial VAT and a manufacturing VAT, a overall retail sales VAT. And they've announced today the new $100 bill. Looks like the euro. That's not me saying that. That's Vanity Fair. America's new $100 bill might as well be the euro. That's coming up. Also, Goldman and the White House connections raise eyebrows. Turns out they have been secretly and quietly communicating with each other. No kidding. They're Obama's biggest campaign donor. In other financial news, wholesale prices rise in March as food costs jump. The great recovery. And we will continue with the financial news after the break. Greek debt crisis gets worse as EU revises figures. And then I'm going to shift gears into groups ask DHS to suspend full-body imagers. I'll tell you about that contest that we've been having, when I'm going to announce the winners of that, and a lot more today. I haven't even scratched the tip of the iceberg. Dick Morris last night on Fox said Bill Clinton personally orchestrated 93 Waco, Texas tragedy. Well, actually, we knew that from the congressional hearings back at the time, but this is sending shockwaves to the media. He said that Janet Reno was blackmailing him. That's coming up as well.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then free2prosper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit free2prosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit free2prosper.com today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Earth Day, 40 years of UN Club of Rome brainwashing, teaching the population that any type of economy, any type of wealth, any type of property is evil if it's not in the hands of the government and the mega corporations that control government. All over the news, they're promoting one-child policies in the West. It's not good enough that the West is having on average 1.3 children. That's for every man and woman that get married or have children. In their lifespan, they have 1.3. Not even near the replacement rate. You need to have two children to replace yourselves. If you've got two bluebirds, two swallows with golden chest, they have to have at least two more birdies, baby birds, that end up getting hatched and live to be able to replace themselves. And it's the same thing with humans. And the West is dying beautifully. 1.3, total implosion. And, of course, it's the trendies in the West that do what the media tells them. And they're telling women especially how awesomely cool and radical and beautiful it is to not have children. Meanwhile, they're pumping your vaccines and your water and your GMO food full of sterilants in case you don't make the right decision to make sure you can't have children even if you want to. And, of course, then most women wait till they're 35, 40 and then desperately want children. And by then, too late, globalists win. Mission completed. Death of the West. A great victory against humanity continues. And so we'll be breaking that down today. Also, the Goldman Sachs situation is developing nicely. More and more criminality is coming out. Of course, it came out earlier in late 2009 that Geithner was giving orders to the big central banks when he was New York Fed chairman, illegally, not to tell the federal government where the bailout money went. And they still won't say. He's now Treasury Secretary. He won't say why he didn't pay his taxes either. He just, look, I rule you. You're dumb slaves. Go watch a football game, a basketball game. Tiger Woods is playing golf right now. That's what's important. Larry King, you know, his wife supposedly cheated on him. That is important. Okay, go pay attention to that, not to the fact that Goldman Sachs and others got all your major city, county, police, fire, and private pension funds and are now openly saying they're going to, quote, invest it in failed banks so that you won't be getting your money. That is not important. And if you criticize that, well, that means you're violent racist. You're like, but what does wanting my pension fund have to do with racism? Shut up. Shut up, racist. Shut up, terrorist. If you don't shut up, you're going to cause terrorism. And when it happens, it's going to be blamed on you. Don't protest. Don't speak out. Sit down and shut up now. Is that clear? Meanwhile, there is a new April 2010, violent voices, anti-government extremism takes on new intensity. And the main target of this lengthy 20-page report, the group mentioned the most is Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and yours truly, Alex Jones. It is an ADL Center on Extremism special report. There's nothing in here about Democratic Party-funded groups and anarchist groups funded by foundations running around in Nazi uniforms and with Nazi signs saying they're with the Tea Parties. There's nothing about that, no. Nothing about government murdering people or false wars or drone attacks on weddings or Iraqi children being fired on by Apache helicopters and the pilots laughing about it once they learn it was children. Nothing about that. No, it's all culling Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and really finding mild criticism. Like, man, when are the American people going to riot? Like they're doing over in Kyrgyzstan. And, oh, my goodness, they call for law enforcement action. And strangely enough, Fox News, as you know, 3 weeks ago, wrote two different articles going off comments on Infowars.com. And they announced in the article that they called Homeland Security on us. And they implied in the article that I had said the things that were in comments. So finally we went to comment registration, and that's cleaned it up quite a bit. And I guess they cull through the PrisonPlanet.com forum and try to find anything mildly aggressive. Meanwhile, you can go to YouTube, Google, Yahoo message boards, Fox Nation. Remember the Southern Poverty Law Center, Watson's doing an article on this a few months ago, had comments in there about how I should be killed, how I should be murdered. But that's okay. I mean, you can have Michael Reagan saying, kill 9/11 truthers, kill Mark Dice. He said, I will pay for the bullets. I'm serious. Call me. I will give you the money. He said that children should have hand grenades shoved into their bodies and should be detonated. All Palestinian children should be blown up with hand grenades. That's loving and good. As long as it's establishment right wing or establishment left wing, the sky's the limit, but they're getting ready to take the pension funds. They've already taken quite a few. You see it here and there in the news. The inflation's starting to go up. We're in a depression. They're going to pass all these new taxes designed to shut the economy down even faster. That's their stated goal, is to consolidate things, drive you into bankruptcy, into government control, into servitude, into dependency. And they're getting ready to stage terror attacks and more provocateur actions. And The Black Caucus running around inside the Tea Party trying to start fights unsuccessfully. I mean, they're trying on every front right now. The good news is the alternative media and the aggregate is now more powerful than the mainstream media and the disinfo arms like Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, George Soros, and others. And so they're failing miserably. And they've got COINTELPRO on the web trying to all get us infighting. And the feds have been caught running all the major white supremacist groups. And Hal Turner is a high-level national security FBI agent, super secret. That's now in federal and state court, all admitted. And they're very angry at this show, especially, because I'm exposing their little treats, their little favorite dirty games of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the FBI, the ADL, and others. And I will continue to call for unity against the private central banks. I will continue to speak out against the New World Order. I will continue to refuse to engage in racial politics that you try to invoke. And so you will continue to say that I am calling for racial politics and racial division, and that I'm calling for violence. And then all that happens is people who have tuned in know that it's the opposite, and new listeners that tune in find out you're a pack of liars. So continue your lying. You couldn't be doing a better job destroying yourselves from your arrogant, hubris-filled perches, energized with bravado and false aplomb and chutzpah and arrogance. I mean, what other words are there to describe it? Just continue. Accelerate it. More, more, more. Just spew your COINTELPRO lies from every direction against us. It is sending us the biggest audience ever. Lie and say I work for Israel. Lie and say I'm a Nazi. Lie and say I'm a Scientologist. Lie and say I'm a communist. Lie and say I work for Al-Qaeda. Lie and say I'm a Satanist. Lie and say I'm a drug dealer. Say it all. It is utterly and totally ridiculous and cartoonish, and every analyst I talk to and respect, and of course myself as well, I agree with them. You are destroying yourselves. It is desperate. It is clownish. It is buffoonery to say if you don't want government health care, you hate black people. Or to say the government budget's too big, oh, you hate black people. Or to say you want to control our borders and cut crime, you hate Hispanics. It is asinine, and almost everyone sees through it, and that's why your approval ratings and your trust ratings for media and government and all of it are plunging in free fall right now. And in major polls, conservatively, more than half the public know that most terrorism is government staged. And people know you're getting ready to stage more terror attacks. They understand that, and our people are everywhere watching. And you may get a little gas mileage out of it for a month or two, but you're not going to get 3, 4, or 5 years of gas mileage out of stage terror like you've done in the past. The awakening and the people getting smart curve, the people recognizing scam curve, people's palate, their taste buds have become more sophisticated, and their smell factor, their olfactory nerve has become a lot more attuned for the smell test, and they smell the rotten stench of fear and wickedness and degeneracy from the New World Order. And we are going to rout you out by God, as Andrew Jackson said, we are going to rout you out. And all of the enemies of the Republic are now revealing themselves on every front. Left wing, right wing, libertarian, so-called conservative. All of you, because the system is desperate. They're engaged in their world government takeover right now, and they're hitting a lot of resistance, and the people are beginning to realize the banks are openly criminal, the mega banks are openly robbing everyone, and the globalists are beginning to feel the momentum massively shift against them, and so they are like chickens with their heads cut off, running in all directions, spraying their lifeblood out, and it is quite a spectacle to behold, and to see all the enemies of the Republic revealing themselves right now, to see the sheep from the goats being divided, the wheat from the chaff, the gold from the pot metal, to see it all dividing right now, and to see the battle accelerating and being joined, and to seeing all the great allies of liberty that are coming out into the open to see the battle lines drawn. It is a beautiful thing. We'll get into the global government tax takeover, what's happening with Goldman Sachs, Earth Day, one-child policies, all of it straight ahead.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at ResearchedHerbs.com. Herbal supplements at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver supplement formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 22nd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1144.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1175.24, 587.62 for the half ounce, and 293.81 for a quarter ounce. That's 1175.24, 587.62, and 293.81.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Wife or whatever it is cheating on him with a baseball coach, or the latest with Anna Nicole Smith lawsuits, or what's happening with American Idol, a new level of world government, really the crowning capstone is being placed right now with a global cartel of private banks signing a worldwide constitution between the G20 to levy VAT taxes, financial VAT taxes, manufacturing VAT taxes, energy VAT taxes, and simultaneously every Western nation is passing or has passed laws that they admit mesh into the international agreement. And much of the money, but more importantly, all of the regulatory power is given to the private central banks. Just like in 1996, they gave the World Trade Organization more power than our Congress over our trade. This is happening right now, and almost no one is talking about it. I was searching around this morning and found some banking associations in Texas that were saying this will allow the big mega banks to come in and take over our local banks that are healthy. We don't invest in derivatives. This is unfair trade practices. And in a calm, business-like way, in fact, I IM'd Watson those articles, but I don't think I IM'd them to you. Will you ask him to send me those Texas articles by banking associations? Ask Watson to IM those back to you so that I can have those, guys. So we've got to somehow ring the alarm here. We have to somehow tell the people what's going on because they have no idea. The way most of the TV news is framing it is, ooh, Obama getting tough on the banks. Man, he started a civil investigation of Goldman Sachs, which is as rigged as, you know, the worst used car sales lot or some carnival game. They're saying, ooh, Obama getting tough. Ooh, he's got a bill, Senator Dodd, that's going to really get the bankers, and there won't be any more bailouts. Yeah, because you won't have bailout money that is really tax money going to the banks. They'll just directly get the money now. I mean, this is completely and totally over the top, but they're using people's ignorance and lack of knowledge of how the international financial system works to do this. And so Paul Watson's got a key article breaking all this down at prisonplanet.com right now. Steve Watson is doing another story that's going to be out in the next few hours on this front. And we're also going to get into a new article up on prisonplanet.com that just went up minutes ago. ADL calls for major law enforcement operation to deal with Obamacare critics. Yes, attack group mixes in completely nonviolent internet postings with death threats in new purge against internet dissent. All of this online with internet censorship that cybersecurity is setting up. So we'll cover that as well coming up the next hour. I do want to take some calls first. And so what we'll do is we'll come back. We will go to your phone calls. We have a full board of calls. I said wide open phones, but after this board is gone, any new callers, it'll be first time callers today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And coming up, creating a list of political dissidents. Good enough for the Nazis, good enough for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Another excellent article by Steve Watson up on prisonplanet.com. And, of course, yours truly listed prominently in the hit list. I'm number 13, lucky 13. I'm also, the news is reported, on the internal White House hit list. Isn't that nice? Isn't it nice? I'm just here saying, look, Goldman Sachs and others are robbing us. They're setting up a global tax system where we pay taxes to them. I mean, I was reading what the CFR was saying years ago, how once they imploded the economy, they'd bring in a VAT tax, a carbon tax, a financial VAT, a Tobin tax, but a Tobin tax paid to the bankers. You have to understand, select groups of elite banks can selectively, this is in the London Guardian, by the way, but they say how great it is, go after their competition and basically shut it down. So that is all coming up as well. And then in the third hour, we've got the head of GATA, the Gold Antitrust Group, joining us, Bill Murphy, about red-handed fraud and price fixing by J.P. Morgan Chase and others in the gold and silver markets. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern, we are here live, waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Here's a Mason County News article by Eric Sandberg, President and CEO of Texas Bankers Association of Austin. And it says, op-ed, too politically connected to fail. I'm glad people are starting to get this. The Obama administration, Democratic congressional leaders, are misleading the American public. Their financial regulatory reform bill, which could soon reach the Senate floor, is promoted as protecting consumers from fat cat bankers. Unfortunately, the bill takes aim at the wrong parties and comes down against the state's traditional community banks, the ones that did not cause the economic mess in the first place, and exempts most of the investment banks and broker-dealer activities that were responsible for the financial collapse. There, it's said very simply there, isn't it? And, of course, it has a financial VAT on all financial activities at the international level and national level. And it is meant for the financial takeover artist to be able to shut down any free market banking going on in this country. And it's particularly aimed at Texas banks, the healthiest in the nation. We have the healthiest private banks in the country, in this state, and openly, the globalists are in barons, you name it, saying they want to gobble these up. Imagine all the Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase regulators that are alumni of those criminal organizations. They cannot wait. They cannot wait to come in. And the public doesn't know the difference, so they'll enjoy that. Just amazing. So as I said, that is coming up in the next hour. Bankers prepare to assault Americans with VAT, transaction taxes. And then, of course, it's also going on at the international level. As reported, new global fat tax to rein in banks. When you read the article, it gives them total power to take over society. We'll also break down what's happening with Goldman Sachs right now in this fake investigation for political purposes that Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru, is launching right now. And, of course, the ADL demonization, the Southern Poverty Law Center demonization going into high gear. We're going to go ahead and go to your calls. What happened is, for those that didn't hear the day I discussed it a week ago, we had the $15,000 contest, and we've had, I don't know, four other contests before that. This was the biggest, and I kept wondering why we weren't really getting any submissions. We're getting very few, and it was because our spam blocker in our email, we have to have it because we get 3,000-4,000 emails a day, Viagra ads, mortgage ads, I mean, you get them. People with little email accounts probably get, 100 spams a day, even with your blockers on. Because it was called Naked Body Scanner Contest, people would put that in the subject line. And so we didn't discover this until the day before the contest was to end, last week. And so I announced that sometime this week I would announce the winners. I have been so busy, I've watched all the entries, but I have to watch them all again. There's more than 50 good ones just to one of the contests, and I'm going to try to watch them tonight. I just want to be fair in the judging, and I almost always end up announcing the winner late just because we get sometimes hundreds of entries. This time all totaled, it's around 100 with the three different contests, 50 good ones just on the big $10,000 prize, the Naked Body Scanner contest. There was two others. And so I'll be announcing that either tomorrow or Sunday or Monday. I'm not sure because I've just got to really get it down to, you know, two or three in each contest that I think are the best. Then I'm going to have the guys and the gals here in the office take a look at it and see what they think because I like to get their input. And then we'll be announcing those winners, as we always do, late just because we're victims of our own success. So many come in. And then this time with the spam blocker, I was starting to panic. I was like, man, I'm putting $15,000 out here to get the word out against the naked body scanners. This thing's a failure. Our first contest, it was a failure. Well, it was not a failure. It was just a computer snafu. Once we learned that hundreds of emails had been blocked and were in the junk folder, we were able to retrieve them. And if you have not seen us post your entry since we learned this a week and a half ago, be sure and send it again to contest@infowars.com, and we'll do one more sweep today to see if we missed any of them. If you haven't seen us in five different waves the last week and a half, because I don't want to post all the entries on one page because then people don't have a tendency to watch them all, so I like to post them, you know, 5, 10, 15 at a time. If you haven't seen yours posted, you've got until, I don't know, 6 o'clock or so tonight to get those into the email so I have a chance to do one more sweep and make sure that we did see all of the entries. One more program note. Getting a lot of great reviews for Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. It's now out on DVD, shipping out to everyone. You can order the high-quality DVD with the expanded extras at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. The old addresses will not work. And we had a forwarding the last 6 months, but now that's over. You've got to send it to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And, of course, you can watch both Invisible Empire and PS4 at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Takes about 1 minute to sign up, and you can share your passcode with as many as six people. So you're really getting six memberships for the price of $5.95, and that just pays for the bandwidth, so you can see the films in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, without further ado, I want to take a lot of phone calls now on any issue you wish to discuss into the next hour, and then I'm going to break down The biggest issue out there. Well, there's several. The bankers are taking over completely. I mean, they've already had control, but now they really want to rape people. And they're going to stage terror attacks to blame it on their opposition. Their legitimate opposition that's saying, hey, you're criminals. And the criminals are saying, okay, the people are criticizing us. That's going to cause federal buildings to be blown up. And when they're blown up, it's our competition's fault. We're the big bankers that finance all the big wars and invade countries and kill millions of people and are totally ruthless and take old ladies' houses and family farms. But we don't stage terror attacks. It's our opposition. They're going to do it. Get ready. It's about to happen. And we're going to have to shut down freedom on the Internet and arrest a bunch of people, especially that Alex Jones. He's calling for violence. And the Tea Parties are racist. Look, they're wearing Nazi uniforms. Oh, wait, those guys actually work for us. Never mind that. We're good. So that's the big issue. There is a revolution, an offshore banking takeover happening. I know I just keep saying that like a parrot, but, I mean, I'm here saying, alert, alert, we're under attack. It's happening. Oh, my gosh, the new world order's here. Warn everyone. Stop them. Stop them. And the system's saying, oh, you want to call the bankers out? You are a terrorist, Mr. Jones. You're calling for violence. You're a racist. You're a Nazi. And because they know that doesn't work on most of the public, they come from the other angle with their government-run white supremacist groups going, Jones works for Israel. Kill him. Get him. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on right now. But that's because we're hitting on all cylinders, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the pole position to win the race. And the system is angry. They're always going after number one. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in West Virginia. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for the red pill, by the way.
You bet, brother. Pass them out.
Anyways, I woke up really to the psyop that Glenn Beck is the controlled opposition, especially with the Deborah Medina 9/11 truth thing. And that really... gave me insight into the psychological operation that he is. He feeds you a lot of white propaganda or truth to set you up for the black propaganda or lies that manipulate the way you look at the world. One thing, he kind of reversed himself on the FEMA camp thing today on his show. He had recording of the Acorn president giving a speech that was saying that internment camps could be in the near future could be much worse than what they were during World War II. And he kept saying, I've debunked that. Well, then he said, but the FEMA camp structure is in place. And then,
here's the deal. I want to embrace anyone who stands up against torture, illegal wars, violations of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Patriot Act. I don't want to fight with Glenn Beck. I mean, I won't sell out my values. I won't compromise. But at the same time, as a syndicated radio host, it is not good for getting on radio stations, on average, to attack Glenn Beck. It would be much easier if I just wanted to be a big shot to kind of not attack anybody, toe the party line, kind of shut up, and I'd be on 600 radio stations. I mean, I've been given the offers by the very people that, well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is... So it's not me here mad at Glenn Beck because he makes $50 million a year. I could care less about that. All that matters to me is the truth. I could have been Glenn Beck. I mean, I was given the offers. I was told you'll be bigger than Rush Limbaugh by people that could do it. I was guaranteed. I mean, I was offered millions of dollars multiple times, guaranteed that I would be the next Glenn Beck before Glenn Beck was even on the radar screen. So that's why I know who Glenn Beck is, because I was given the opportunity, basically like Anakin Skywalker, to become Darth Vader. And I did not become Darth Vader. And so what I'm telling people is I know Darth Vader when I see it. And again, he sits there and he gets people's confidence at key points. And then he attacks Ron Paul, and Ron Paul had a chance to win in the primaries. Or he comes out and skillfully says there are no camps when in Congress they've already built them, and it's in the Wall Street Journal, and it's in the Houston Chronicle, and we sent him all that. And for months, you know, he said, I'm investigating it. And then he came out and did straw man attacks, going after reports on camps that I had identified as fraudulent over a decade ago. And so... I know what he's going to do before he does it. Also, you notice that the left always is invoking racism. and saying anyone that criticizes him is race. Well, then when you tune into Beck, almost said Obama, he's always talking about Van Jones, our Black Panthers, and saying they're communists, they're gutter radicals, and there's going to be a new Malcolm X on the scene. So he is invoking race very, very skillfully. And, I mean, just to make it clear, two people I know are psyops, and that's Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck. I don't believe Limbaugh's a psyop. He's just a Republican, you know, operative. And I don't believe Michael Savage is, though he's got some major problems. At least he'll tell the truth about government-sponsored terror. And he doesn't, you know, he criticized Bush heavily. He was against the banker bailout. So was Limbaugh. But see, Beck was for the banker bailout. See, that's the difference. And so when you really have been watching him for years, you know what he's doing, because the globalists have fallback positions. You know, they're going to demonize populists from a left perspective to make leftists think it's a right-wing movement so they don't join. And then they're also going to have a Beck who's there to pose as the uber patriot so he can then attack 9/11 Truth and libertarian-type groups. Go ahead.
He sets you up, and, you know, he sets you up with truth. That's what, like, people got to understand. You like what he says, and it is. It's white propaganda. It's truth, but it's to set you up for the black. And if you read about, I would encourage listeners to look up and read up on PSYOPs, as it really will awaken you to the whole game that's being played.
That's right. There's white propaganda, gray propaganda, and black propaganda. Has nothing to do with white people or black people. It's the different types of propaganda that are out there. And I don't want to spend too much time on Beck, but that is interesting because it's pointless. And the new film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, at the end has a 10-minute section debunking him on the FEMA camps. You know, we show you all the evidence, the congressional testimony, the news articles, actual video of FEMA camps. We show how the government admits sports stadiums are emergency camps. You know, they can use a baseball field as a camp. You know, you get 2 hours and 10-plus minutes of documentation. Then we show you his PSYOP. But you're saying Beck came out today and said, well, there aren't camps, but they have the system in place. Well, I mean, obviously, it doesn't mean that everyone's in the camps. That's our whole point. People keep saying, well, where are they? Where are the trucks? Where are the people? We already have the biggest prison population in the world. They're already putting people in prison for almost no reason. They're calling for arresting political dissidents. They're marking them, putting them in databases. They're having military drills on locking down cities. The point is, they put it in place. Go ahead.
Well, he ended the show with saying the danger of the system being built with the tracking of movements with your cell phones and the reading of emails. And he said, you know, just imagine this system in the wrong hands. So, like, I was wondering, like, how is he setting up the audience with kind of reversing himself and kind of, you know, hitting on the truth that you hit on? You know, I'm trying to look through the PSYOP.
Well, here's what's happened. Here's what's happened, and this was reported by Arbitron, and it was reported by Nielsen last week. I happened across the ratings, and I went directly to the main sites. He's lost about 20% of his radio listeners the last 2 months. And he's lost about half his TV viewers the last 2 months. He's gone from right at 4 million to less than 2 million on TV. And so Beck is in free fall right now. I mean, look, 10 years ago, more than 10, like 11 years ago, 12 years ago, I would play clips on my radio show of Bill O'Reilly saying, this guy's great. And he was talking about the New World Order, the Illuminati, but he only did it for a year or two to get an audience. And see, it's the same thing. I mean, think of what Bill O'Reilly has turned into. See, and then notice now his ratings have dropped. And so he's attached himself to Beck. And so that's what's happening. Plus, millions of his listeners went out and found the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. They went and found the National Emergency Centers Act. They went and found the congressional testimony. They went and found the Miami Herald and the Houston Chronicle and the Wall Street Journal saying, oh, yeah, here's the purchase orders for million-man camps and for during emergencies and for holding the American people. And now the public's reading the Violent Belligerents Act bill. And the public is just reading this going, well, what do you mean they're not doing this? And so he's getting hit by his listeners every day in emails and calls going, hey, Glenn Northwoods is real. Well, again, I don't want to talk about Glenn Beck all day. You know, God bless him. You know what? He's being set up for a fall as well. He's being targeted. Also, what's happening is this is a hot takeover, and I appreciate your call, Dave. This is a hot takeover. This isn't the slow, creeping big government takeover we've seen the last 97 years since the Federal Reserve took over. A lot of mid-level elites, and that means people with $100 million, people that are powerful, people that run in the highest channels, they're finding out that they're not going to be part of the capstone, that they're going to have their money taken, that their kids are going to be slaves. And so what's happening is executives are starting to almost subconsciously rebel and let big national hosts go further. Okay, I mean, because I've talked to mid-level radio executives, high-level radio executives, high-level media that report on the radio industry. I mean, they're constantly contacting me. And they say, this is off record, right? And I say, yes, so then I can't tell you their name. That's my journalist hat. But they're scared. I mean, they understand this is all real. And so they're beginning to really, what we've been saying, they're making a choice. And so let's give Beck the benefit of the doubt. I mean, there's lots of flip-flopping that goes on in the war. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt and encourage him to cover the police state, to cover the cashless society surveillance grid, to cover FEMA camps. I mean, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. We'll be right back.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at doublyshoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doublyshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Well, I wanted to take a lot of calls. I'm taking one call, and I went off into a whole Glenn Beck discussion, and I got cut off by the break to finish my statement. When I say give him the benefit of the doubt, we know he's a weasel. We know he's a sidewinder. But there are worse things in the world than Glenn Beck. I mean, he does serve the purpose of awakening people to some of the bad things that are going on. I mean, certainly better than the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL. That's why they're attacking him. You know, he plays the role of kind of being the gatekeeper for the libertarian constitutionalist awakening. But people have already pretty much woken up to that. And so it's just our job to put pressure on him to not engage in treacherous activity. And then the next time he does, it'll be that much more clear to people. I mean, I want to focus on the banking takeover that's happening right now. We need to get Glenn Beck to explain that, and this is Gordon Brown's own words, world government is being established by a global constitution of the G20 private central banks that they represent, and they're going to put value-added taxes on everything we do. But then again, I remember what Glenn Beck's doing. He's been promoting VAT. Should I play that video again, play that audio again? I guess he is just pure evil. See, I'm trying to be nice here, folks, but then I say, hey, we got to reach out to Glenn Beck and get him to expose the banking takeover right now and how this is not Obama trying to, you know, rein in the banks. And then I go, wait a minute, he's not going to do that. He's been toeing the line. All right, now I've really gone off the deep end here talking about Glenn Beck. I don't want to discuss it anymore, okay? I just don't want to talk about him. I want to talk about issues. I want to talk about what's happening. I want to warn people and move forward. But, yes, if we could get Rush Limbaugh, if we could get Glenn Beck to talk about what's really happening with the banking takeover, we could stop the global government. But, you know, Limbaugh won't say there's a world government, so even when it's being announced. So there you go again. At least Michael Savage will. I just want to save the country and defeat the New World Order. I want to jump up and down and praise these mega talk show hosts. I just want my country back. I don't want to be a slave. And it's disgusting to watch them masquerading as patriots. I'm sick of it. Let's go to Todd in Georgia. Todd, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, I saw your film, Police State 4, yesterday. But I was looking at it, and midway through, I was just like, they're going to do the same thing here as they are doing in the Middle East. And so I have a couple questions. One question is, if you say that it's the same people that tried to put in the New World Order as Hitler, how are we going to stop their influence forever? And then second of all, how do we halt this incremental takeover, and how can we revoke the powers of these private companies, such as, you know, just all the private companies that are involved just corrupt and criminally taking over?
Well, again, this is not my opinion. It's in hundreds and hundreds of white papers. It's in Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, and he was a historian for the globalists that's on record, that they fund anything that is command and control, communism, socialism, fascism. They fund both sides or three sides of wars, and that's on record. Anthony Sutton and others got the government documents that our government, the British government, funded Hitler. Smedley Butler went public, a two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, top Marine. He was going to be Marine Corps Commandant. They wanted him to carry out a fascist coup. He said no. But the bankers are smart. They then fund the communists. I mean, again, they're masters at trying to control every major movement. And yes, they're going to try to set up the same kind of police state they did in Nazi Germany. I mean, folks, the 1968 Gun Control Act that Senator Dodd got passed, the deceased Senator Dodd, not the current one, is a word-for-word translation into English of the 1928 German anti-gun law that Hitler then expanded. And, of course, Senator Dodd was on the Nuremberg trial. That's where he learned about it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.